What's your name?
I'm John Kay, the chief reporter of The Sun.
What exactly does a reporter do?
A reporter goes out and basically gets stories, finds information. We are the foot soldiers of the paper. And what we produce are the nuggets of facts which our wonderful sub-editors then mould into this fantastic, peerless prose which appears every morning, 6 days a week.
And what makes a good story? What are you drawn to?
Well, I like to say classic Sun story would be Queen in Sex Triangle. Now, you know, you couldn't think of a bigger one-fact story than that. Obviously, it's never going to happen, but that would be a massive story expressed in four words.
So when you've collected your story,
yes,
are you structuring it before the subs get it, or do you just say, look, they're the facts, guys, you
not
structure it?
We're not like the American system. They have got this system of reporters who get the information. Then there's a system of called rewrite men who the reporters often telephone in and just give these rewrite men, or whatever they're called, what the story is about. They then write the story. Here in Britain, particularly at The Sun, we, the reporters, write our stories. We'd like to think we've written them absolutely perfectly, but I can assure you, our wonderful sub-editors always find a way to improve them. And I think part of it is also someone else looking at something you've done. So I've done this story this morning. I sort of got excited about it, obviously, but they will look at it from absolutely brand new in a couple of hours' time and take a step backwards and say, right, well, we think this is the way the narrative should be. And I hate to say it, but in every occasion with my own stories, every time they've rewritten one of my stories, which fortunately doesn't happen too often, it has always been improved.
But you want to go in and kill them?
No, not at all, not at all. It's a team game. The whole point is it is a fantastic team operation. And the crucial thing is the space. I mean, because reporters always tend to overwrite. Because A, we've got all the material. B, we like to cover our sort of backsides. But then it goes to the sub-editors. And when they're confronted with, say, a 30-paragraph story, which has got to be compressed into 8 paragraphs, the art form in that is quite remarkable. And I've never yet had a complaint where I've had to go to a sub-editor and say, look, you completely lost the meaning. Every time I picked it up in the morning when I see the finished version and thought, absolutely brilliant. Every single point is there, every dot, every pro, minus point, balanced, a work of art.
So there you are, coming.